Hi, this is Finn Graham, and you're listening to the Quick Link Podcast.
Welcome back to Quick Link Podcast for our second show of our third year, meaning it simply has to be the 2nd of January 2023. Just one dose of racing across the disciplines today as we return to Geelong for day two of the Citroën Bay Crits. Happy birthday today to Andrea Pascalon of Bahrain Victorious, to Spanish national champion Mavi Garcia, who races for Live Racing Techfind, to Gladys Verhulst of Francis de Jesuez, to Camille Malecki of Doug Ryder's new continental team Q36.5. And I actually had to look that up as to why it's not 36.5, as in 365 days of the year. Apparently, it's because your normal core body temperature should be between 36.5 and 37.5 degrees Celsius. There we go. Every day's a school day. So where was I? Also celebrating today are Ivan Kobo-Kayon of Equipo Kern Farmer, Lachlan Morton of EF Education Easy Post, and the dude from YouTube, Chris Pritchard. To the racing then, and day two of Bay Crits. After six support races, including the Masters and Youth National Crit Championships, it was time for the Elite Women's. And once again, Ruby Roseman-Gannon flexed her crit prowess in the leader's jersey, and she doubled up after yesterday's win, out-sprinting Keely Bennett and Chloe Hosking, with Danielle Dil Francesco taking fourth ahead of the rest of the field. Roseman Gannon now doubles her points to 24, meaning she just needs a top 10 finish tomorrow to win the overall classification, while DeFrancesco now leads a sprints competition after she crossed the line first on Prem 2 and 3 today. In the team's competition for the women, Bayside Citroën take a 9-point lead over Roxalt Live into tomorrow's final stage. In the men's race, Graham Frizzley went one better than yesterday, and he took the win from a dozen rider break ahead of Craig Wiggins and Blake Agnoletto. Yesterday's winner, Brenton Jones, came home fifth behind Kurt Ether, and he relinquishes his overall lead to Frizzley by 4 points. Tom Chester grabbed a single point to keep him atop of the sprints competition, ahead of a charging friend of the show, Connor Sens, who bagged himself sixth today. ARA skipped Capital, lead Seacash Park up by 8 points, in what is now a three-way race for the men's team's title. There's a change of venue tomorrow as the field moves a mere 2 kilometres away to the beachside Ritchie Boulevard. We'll be back tomorrow with the news from the final day of racing down there near Melbourne, and it's round four of the X2O Trophy in Herentals. We're under 3 minutes. Bye for now. You've been listening to Quick Link Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quick Link Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.